Good morning. We're continuing with Chayyadam, Klal Mem Vav, and we're starting Simen Dalet. So we're moving away from the Din of Mayim Rechardim and other halachas which are relevant in regards to the benching. So the Chayyadam says, "En lo hasar hamapa v'halechem ad acher birchas hamazon." So the table should be covered, number one. The lechem should be on the table until after birchas hamazon. So it should be clear that we're thanking Kadosh Baruch Hu for the chesed that he gave us the bread. So the bread, which is the object of the thanks, should be the person provides for all human beings, or for everything in the world. So when that is it represented by the bread which is on the table, so the bread should be there. Number one. Number two, when we make a bracha to Kadosh Baruch Hu, in some ways we are zeicha to a chesed of Kadosh Baruch Hu to receive bracha in return. Chazal say that bracha only takes effect on something which has there's some substance to start with, and then it could be in the suraba. Bracha means ribui. We have to start with something. The psukim by Elisha, when the amana, or the eshes of Avadja, better, I'm sorry, not the amana, the eshes of Avadja, the wife of Avadja, Navi, comes to him, and she has nothing, and they're coming to take away her children as payment for the loans. So he says, "Do you have anything in the house?" She says she has one container of oil. And she says, well, that one container could become much. But she needed something to start with. So we need something for the bracha to take effect on. So the bread on the table will allow the bracha to take effect. Okay. There's bread on the table, but you shouldn't bring a full loaf of bread or a full roll for the purpose of benching. So you have to have bread on the table, but you should not bring something which is a complete item. This is based on a pasuk that there was an Avodah Zorah, that they used to set up the table in front of the Avodah Zorah, and they used to bring bread in front of the Avodah Zorah. So the pasuk says, Ha'orchim la'god shulchan. They prepare for this Avodah Zorah called the God, a table of food in front of him. So we do not want to appear that we're doing something even anyway similar to that, so we do not bring the bread to the table. Now, the Chayyadam continues. It says, "But however, imunach pasholem hamekel ve'enam asira lo hifsid." But if there's bread on the table already, even if it's a complete loaf or a complete roll, there's not a problem of leaving it there. That the issue was only that they would arrange and they would bring it, but something which is there from beforehand doesn't indicate that it's a problem. Now, the Mishnah Berurah does bring two opinions about that. The Prima Gadim says that a person should not leave lechem sholim on the table. But the Mishnah brings that there's yesh bekilim, some which are meikel, which is the taz. And that's what the Chayyadam is referring to, that those which are makel, and he holds that if it wants to do like that, it's not inappropriate. The davka lechatchila osel lahavi, just to actually go now and bring it, is the nearer ka'arech shulchan avodah zarah. It looks like you're preparing food for your avodah zarah. Avon kvar munach is mutar, but it's already there. That's not problematic. Okay. Some people have a minig that they leave bread on the table. There's a minhag of the Rizal. He would leave bread on the table overnight after the Shabbos Suda. He would not leave the table without some bread. People have a minhag, they would leave it now on the table, wrapped up in a plastic bag under the challah deckel or something of that sort. You don't want to leave the bread out and become stale and not use it. But there's the idea of having bread. However, the Kavach Chaim says that you should leave a piece of bread, but a whole lechem, even though it's not for the it's already there from beforehand. That's just to leave it there for benching, but leave it there the whole night. That looks like the same issue. Kenira that preparing something for the avodah zarah. Okay, and the last point that the Chayyadam mentions is the Shulchan Aruch mentions this in Siman Kuf Pei, Aruch Chaim Siman Kuf Pei. Regards to having a knife on the table at the time of benching. So the Shulchan Aruch in Simon Kufpe Sefei says that the minig is to cover the knife the time of Birchas Hamazon, but it doesn't apply to Shabbos or Yom Tov. It only applies during the weekdays. Menagon lechasos asakin b'shas Birchas Hamazon or lasira. You could either cover it or remove it. The two reasons which are brought, the Beis Yosef brings two reasons. One is that iron is referred to by Chazal as something which is there to shorten the years of the life of people, and the achila which we've done represents something that's similar to a mizbeach, and a mizbeach is there to lengthen the life of people. So it's, the Torah says you should not take barzel and put it on the mizbeach. According to that explanation, a knife made out of other types of metal, not steel, steel is a form of iron, but other metals would not be problematic for this purpose. The second reason which was given is there was a story that the Beis Yosef brings of a person who was in such frustration and pain, emotional pain, that the Yerushalayim was not rebuilt, that he took the knife and put the knife into his beten. So therefore we remove it b'shas the bracha. According to that pshat, it applies even on Shabbos. So the fact that Chayyotim says that it's allowed to be there on Shabbos, and Yantam indicates that we're not passing like the second pshat. Interesting, that does this apply to saying an alamichya? So that the Rabbi Shechem Zonnenfeld pointed out, it doesn't apply to the bracha of alamichya, even though there is an opinion which that says that you do so. We don't pass on like that. When you cover the knife, the main thing you have to cover is just is the sharp part of the knife, not the whole knife. Okay, one last thing. The Kavach Haim brings from the Sefer Kitzur Shloah that you should leave salt on the table while you're benching as well, because salt represents a bris between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bris melach, and that should be on the table as well. Okay, we've covered the whole siman, and we will move on next day to the next siman. Have a good day.